第32节。
Verse 12, sorry, verse 12.
约翰福音书第8章第12节。
John chapter 8, verse 12.
约翰福音书第8章第12节。
Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
耶稣又对众人说, 我是世界的光, 跟从我的, 就不在黑暗里走, 必要得着生命的光。
So this morning we study with one another, Jesus is the bread of life.
所以,
Jesus is the bread of life. Bread of life.
今天我们早上有读到, 耶稣是我们生命中的粮。
Whoever follow him shall never be hunger.
谁跟随他, 他就不必饥饿。
And whoever believe in him shall never thirst.
谁相信他的, 他就不会
So that's why for us as chosen people of God,
所以我们作为神的选民,
we must believe that He is the true and living God.
所以我们要相信耶稣基督是真, 又真又活的神。
And only then that our heart will burn with desire to yearn for Him.
这样如此, 我们的心才会去渴望, 渴慕耶稣基督。
Because if we yearn for the things of this world,
因为当我们渴慕这个世界上的东西,
sooner or later, these things of this world will disappoint us.
这世界上的东西迟早有一天会让我们失望。
Because everything in this world is perishable.
因为这世上的东西总有一天会过去。
But only when we seek the word of God,
除了唯有我们追寻神的话,
that we can have life inside of us.
我们才有,
when we have life inside of us, then we have the hope that one day we'll be with God for eternity.
当有神的话在我们中里面, 我们有一天才会跟与主活到永远。
Of course, it's not easy to read the Bible every single day.
当然要我们每日一读圣经的话, 不是很容易。
Because reading the Bible seems very easy, but at the same time, we know it's also a spiritual battle.
虽然看起来读圣经似乎是非常容易的一件事情, 但是我们是天天在打这个属灵的征战。
Because Satan did not want us to read the Word of God.
因为撒旦不希望看到我们读这本圣经。
Because those of us who are weak, we read the Word of God, we become strong.
因为那些 软弱的当他们读了神的话, 他们会变为刚强。
And those of us who are hopeless, when we read the word of God, we become hopeful.
那些绝望的, 当他们读了神的话, 他们会觉得, 有希望。
But if we find ourselves when we start to read the Bible and then we fall asleep, this means our spirituality is very weak.
如果我们拿起圣经来读的话, 而且我们却睡着了, 就意味着我们的属灵生命是非常的软弱。
So that's why while Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the bread of life.
所以耶稣基督说, 我是生命的粮。
Whoever eat of me shall live forever.
谁吃了这粮会, 永远存活。
So that's why for us we must focus on this.
所以我们要把我们的注意力集中在这一点。
Because in the book of John, he proclaimed 7 proclamations.
因为在约翰福音书, 他说了7个我是。
Because the most important one to me is the first one, that is the bread of life.
对我来说, 最重要的是, 第一个我是, 那就是我是生命的粮。
Because when we eat the word of God,
因为当我们吃了这个, 神的话,
then the eyes will be open.
我们的眼睛就会睁开,
and we will know that it is the light of the world.
然后我们就了解神就是世界上的光。
Because when the eyes are open, we can see things very clearly.
因为当我们的眼目开了, 我们可以 把一切事情都看得非常明亮。
And when we know that He is the light of the world,
因为当我们知道耶稣是世界上的光,
then we will know He is the door to the heavenly kingdom.
我们就晓得他是, 进天国的这,
no,
这烧门。
No one can bring us to the heavenly kingdom except our Lord Jesus Christ.
没有人可以领我们到天国, 除了耶稣基督。
But when we go through this door,
当我们经过了这, 这烧门后,
then we realize that He is a good shepherd.
我们了解他是一个好牧人。
Because when you, the minute you enter the door, you enter to the grace of God.
因为当我们进入了这个门, 我们已经进入神的救, 神的恩典。
And we can see how wonderful He is.
所以我们可以看, 感觉到他是 多么的奇妙。
Because whoever entered the door can find pastures.
因为当他们经过了这扇门后, 他们可以找到青草地。
Then they will know that Jesus is the one that's feeding them.
所以他们可以了解耶稣基督是 在, 养活他们,
because He is a good shepherd.
因为他是个好牧人。
And a good shepherd would die for his sheep.
一个好牧人会为他的羊而死。
And when, if we know He's a good shepherd, we will know that He is the resurrection and life.
让我们知道他是个好牧人, 我们可以知道他是, 这个从死里复活的神。
Because those who follow Him shall never die.
因为跟随他的必不至于死亡。
And those who die, they will surely be born again.
那些死亡过后，他们会必会复活。
How wonderful this is!
这是何等的奇妙呢
？If we know that He is the vessel of life, we also know that He is the way, the truth, and the life.
因为当我们知道他，我们也可以晓得说他是我们是真理、生命、道路。
No one can go to the Father except through Him.
要经谁要到父那里去，必须要经过他。
So we know the first seven I as the first six I am.
所以我们知道前面这六个我是。
Then we will know that He is a true vine.
我们就知道他是真葡萄树。
And then we will abide with Him forever.
然后我们会住在他里面。
If we abide with Him forever, we have life inside of us.
当我们住在他里面，藏在他里面。他会藏在我们里面，直到永远。
So how wonderful this is!
这是何等的奇妙。
But we must first eat the bread of life.
但是我们开始第一件事就是要吃这个粮。
There's a story about this man. He's the laziest man in the whole world.
所以有这个故事说，这一个人他是世界上最懒惰的一个人。
This man is so lazy he cannot cook for himself.
他懒惰的极限是甚至他不愿意为自己而煮一顿饭。
And because he's so lazy, he also cannot feed himself.
因为他那么的懒惰，所以他
不愿意。So his wife always had to worry about him.
不愿意自己吃饭，然后他的太太就为此事感觉到非常的担忧。
So one day the wife her father was sick.
所以有一天他的太太父亲生病。
And she needed to go and take care of him.
所以他的太太必须回去照顾他的父亲。
But she was so worried about her husband.
但是她因为为着她的丈夫而担忧。
If she goes for a week and then maybe she come back, her husband will die.
她在想说，如果我去照顾我父亲的话，当我回来，我的丈夫可能就因为饥而去世。
Because he's so lazy.
因为他是多么懒惰的一
个人。Then she came up with a great idea.
所以她想出了一个好办法。
She said to herself, she will make her husband a big donut.
所以她就为她丈夫做了一个很大的一个糖糖圈。
So hoping this donut will feed him for 7 days.
所以她希望这个糖糖圈可以让她丈夫饱足七天。
So before she left, she put this donut, you know, around his head, around his neck.
所以她临走之前，她把这个糖糖圈放在她的颈项。
Because he's so lazy, he just eat right in front of him.
因为她多么是那么的懒惰，所以把这个糖糖圈放在她的颈项，她可以不用动手就可以吃了。
So she was comforted with this great thought.
所以她想到这个主意的时候，他就感觉到非常的愉快。
So she went to take care of her father.
所以他就这样做，然后就去照顾了他父亲。
Then she came back.
当他回来的时候
，Then she saw her husband die right there on the couch.
说他回来的时候，看到他的丈夫竟然在他的家里的沙发死去。
And she couldn't believe it.
他不肯相信。
She said, "How can he die? I make him a donut big enough for the whole week."
所以他在说，我先生怎么可能会死呢？我为他做了一个糖糖圈，可以让他饱足七天。
But when she go close and look at him,
当他走前一看
，because he was so lazy, he did not turn the donut to eat. He just eat the donut in front of him. That's it, right?
哦，因为他只是把嘴前的那个糖糖圈吃了，他没有再把其他的地方吃下去。
Of course, his story is very silly, right?
所以这个故事听起来非常的愚昧。
But look at that speciality.
看看我们个人的灵修。
We know in the spirit we must eat the word of God.
我们知道我们的我们必须吃这个生命的粮。
If we don't eat the word of God, we cannot continue on.
如果我们没有吃这个神的道的话，我们不能继续活下去。
Because our spirit will become very weak.
因为这样的话，我们的灵会变成非常软弱。
And look at the time of Ezekiel. The time of Ezekiel. Ezekiel.
当我们看以西结书。
We can see right, that when God brought him to the valley,
当神带他到一个峡谷
and this valley is full of dry bones.
这个峡谷有非常多的这些骨头
and these dry bones are the chosen people of God.
这些骨头其实就是神的选民
because they say to themselves that God is no longer with them.
因为他们说神已经不再与他们同在
because they have committed great sin against God.
因为他们已经犯罪得罪神
because of this, their hope is lost.
因此他们就绝望了。
So they feel that they're just like dry bones.
所以他们感觉到自己就好像枯干的骨头。
But how did they become alive?
但是他们如何又被又活过来呢
？And this is the question that God asked Ezekiel.
这个就是神问以西结的一句话。
And then God said, "Preach the word of God to them."
所以神说， 把我的话传给他们。
So when Ezekiel prophesied to them,
所以当以西结把神的话传给他们的时候
，and all of a sudden the bones came together,
那些骨头就开始结起来
，and made a great noise,
然后就产生一个很大的声音。
Then the flesh covered the bones,
然后这个血肉就开始遮盖这些骨头。
Then the sinew came together,
然后这些筋这些根。就开始组合在一起。
During the time, it has the hope to have life.
然后这就是有生命的希望。
But still, was not alive yet.
但是在这阶段，他们还没有完全的啊有生命。
God said to Ezekiel.
所以神跟以西结说
，Prophesy to the four winds.
跟这四风来啊，来啊，来。
And prophesy to the spirit.
来传，然后再跟他们的灵来传。
So as he prophesied, and all of a sudden the spirit of God came into those body.
当以西结预言像风预言的时候，这些灵就往这些骨头身上。
And they became alive.
这些骨头这些肉就变成了有灵的活人。
Not only that, became a great army of God.
而且变成神。很强的一个军队。
So that's why in our church,
所以在我们教会
we don't need eloquent speakers.
我们不需要一个口才非常好的人。
And we don't need the people in the world to tell us how to be strong.
我们也不需要世界上的人跟我们说我们要如何变成刚强。
We do not do anything fancy to uplift our spirituality.
我们不需要做一些非常特殊的东西来让我们的灵性增长。
Because what we're trying to build is not the physical thing.
因为我们所需要建立的不是世界上的东西。
But it's the spiritual house that's willing pleasing to God.
反而是这个灵性上的灵性的这灵性上的东西。
All we need is the word of God.
我们所需要就是神的话。
And the spirit of God.
而且是神的灵。
And we have these two things inside our church.
在我们教会已经有神的话和神的灵了。
But we must eat the bread of life.
但是我们必须吃神的话。
If we don't eat the bread of life, our eyes will not be open.
当我们没有吃这个生命的粮的话，我们的眼睛不能张开。
If eyes are not open, we cannot see where we're going.
当我们的眼睛没有张开，我们不能往前看。
Because we will not allow Jesus to be the light of the world.
因为我们就看不到耶稣是世界上的光。
If Jesus is our light, no way we're going to walk in darkness.
但是如果我们看到耶稣基督是光的话，我们不会在黑暗中行走。
But the most important thing is to eat the word of God.
最重要的是我们必须吃这个生命的粮。
We can see Ezekiel when he was weak.
我们可以看到以西结他其实是非常软弱。
Because he saw the glory of God.
但是他看到神的荣耀。
And during the time God lift him up.
然后神把他提起来。
By his spirit.
然后用他的灵把他提起来。
Then God asked him to eat the scroll.
然后神叫他把这个书卷吃下去。
Just like John in Book of Revelation.
就好像约翰在这个启示录一样。
When he saw the glory of God.
当约翰看到神的荣耀。
And he was weak at his knees.
所以他已经是双脚发冷。
But God asked him to eat the scroll.
但是神叫约翰把这个书卷吃下去。
Eating the word of God is so important.
所以把神的话吃下去是非常重要的。
I remember when I was in TTP.
我记得。
And the theological training program.
当我在这个神学训练班的时候。
Actually, before I used to really eat a lot.
我之前是吃非常多的。
I remember when I was in high school.
我记得我在高中的时候。
I used to eat a pound of pasta by myself.
所以我会吃上一磅的这个意大利面。
And when my mother cooked steak, I asked her to cook 3-4 steaks so I can eat it.
所以当我的母亲我会叫我的母亲煮3-4个牛扒，所以我可以吃。
My mother used to joke around with me, Woody, why don't you just take? I give you $100 a week, but don't eat at home. I just go out and eat because it's cheaper to do that way.
所以我母�亲其实跟我说，Woody, 我给你100块，你到外面去吃，这样会比较省钱。
And then when I came to TTP,
当我去了神学训练班的后
，And then I went to visit one of the brothers' house. He's a good friend.
所以我去访问了我一个好朋友的一个。我一个好朋友，他也是一个弟兄。
And at night time, I got very hungry.
所以当天晚上我感觉到非常的饥饿。
So I got up, I ate pretty much everything that's in this fridge that is edible. Right?
所以我半夜起来，然后去把他冰箱所可以吃的都清理干净。
And he said to me, "Say, hey, Woody, you cannot be a pastor."
所以他然后这位弟兄跟我说 ，Woody， 你不能当一个带个传道
，Because you eat too much，
因为你吃太多了。
What happened? We get sent to Africa, right? There's nothing to eat. What are you going to eat?
如果你被差派到非洲的话，你那边没有东西吃的话，你会被你会饿死。
Actually, he's wrong. Like being a pastor, members always feed us, right? We need to do a lot of exercise.
所以，但是其实是他错了，因为当我作为一个传道，我是啊，很多信徒都有很爱心来招待我们。
And I remember one time we had a minister seminar.
我记得有一次我们有这个长职训练班。
And one of the ministers came up to me.
所以有一个长职啊，来跟我。
He's like, wow, Woody, you eat a lot.
然后他跟我说, Woody, 你吃很多。
For me, I didn't know I was, you know, I have this kind of problem.
对我来说, 我, 之前我不晓得我自己有这样的一个问题。
Because even though I eat a lot, but I don't gain any weight.
因为我吃很多, 但是我体重并没有加增。
And I now realize eating a lot is a problem.
但是现在我觉得, 多, 吃很多是一个问题。
So then one day,
有一天,
I think it's about 6 months before my TTP class we're going to be going to end it.
所以就是在我神学训练班六个月之在毕业之前的六个月。
And for some reason, I don't feel hungry at all.
所以我忽然间我感觉到自己不再饥饿。
Not that I was fasting, but I was going 2-3 days without eating.
不是。就
I was not fasting, but I can I go 2-3 days without eating food.
所以我虽然没有进食，但是我可以两三天不需要吃。
Then I say to myself, oh, now I have a problem, right?
然后我自己跟自己说，我现在有个问题。
Because I love to eat.
因为我非常爱吃。
And now I really don't like to eat anymore.
现在我反而不喜欢吃。
And I remember, you know, that time I was in Northern California.
因为当时我记得我在，当时是在这个加州的北部。
And, you know, I went there with Pastor Huang.
我当时是跟黄传道到加州的北部。
Then Pastor Huang invited me to his house.
然后黄传道邀请我到他的家。
So he told his wife, make sure you cook a lot of food, Woody is coming.
然后这黄传道就跟传道娘说，你准备一个丰盛的晚餐，因为无底弟兄要来。
And also he told the church members that Woody is coming, make sure the fridge is always full of food, right?
然后他也跟教会说，因为无底弟兄要来，所以你们至少把这个冰箱塞满食物。
But during that time, I was not hungry at all.
在那一段时间，我其实没有感觉到饥饿。
And of course, when I went to Pastor Huang's house, I ate only a little bowl of soup, noodle soup.
所以当我到黄传道的家，我只喝了一碗汤。
And he said, "What's the matter? You don't like my wife's cooking?"
是他反问我为什么你吃那么少？你不喜欢我太太的食物？
No, I just told him I just don't feel hungry.
我反而跟他说，我不感觉到饥饿。
So I thought physically was something wrong with me.
所以我以为我的肉体。我的身体有缺陷。
So that time I went back to Boston.
所以当我回去波士顿的时候。
And I had everything checked.
所以我就去了一个身体检查。
And everything was fine.
所以就是我身体没有什么缺陷啊，没有问题。
My cholesterol was good. Everything was good.
所以我的胆固醇是标准水平，所以什么事情都 OK。
Then I pray to God.
然后我向神祈求。
I say, God, why am I not? I'm not hungry.
所以我祷告求问神，为什么我不感觉到饿
？And I tell him, I love to eat, so I know I want to feel that I'm hungry, so I can eat something.
所以因为我是非常喜欢吃的一个人，所以我希望我可以饥饿，让我有机会去吃。
And as I prayed,
当我祷告的时候
，then this verse came to my mind.
有一个章节进入我的脑海。
A man should not eat by bread alone.
人不单为你的食物而活着。
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
但是是借着耶稣基督嘴里走出来的每一句话。
And then I realize.
当时我才醒悟过来。
I see the most important thing is not the physical food.
最重要的不是我们肉体上的食物。
But the spiritual food.
反而是灵性上的食物。
Because the spiritual food would build a spirituality.
因为这属灵的食物可以建立我们属灵生命。
Of course, even though it's a blessing to eat.
所以虽然你可以吃是一种享福。
Every churches we go to, we can see we eat a lot.
所以我们去每一间教会，我们吃的都非常丰盛。
I went to Australia about, I think, a month ago.
所以一个月前我去到澳洲。
And some members took us out.
有一些兄弟姐妹带我们出去。
And I had crocodile meat. It was really good.
所以当时我吃了鳄鱼肉，而且非常非常甜的。
I also had kangaroo meat.
我也是有这个跳袋鼠肉。
When I was in Hawaii,
当我在夏威夷的时候
，I got up early in the morning. All of a sudden, I see this chicken soup. I smell the chicken soup. It smells so good.
我早上很早起来就闻到这个非常香甜美的这个鸡肉汤。
And I asked the brother, "Where did you get the chicken from?"
所以我问这位弟兄，你从哪里从哪里养了这些鸡
？Because the meat was so tough.
因为那个肉是 非常的润。
Oh, he just say, oh, he just got the chicken off the road, right? Just go and kill it and make soup out of it.
他说，我在路旁捡到一只鸡，然后就把它杀了，就煮了这碗汤给你。Actually,
it's a blessing to eat.
所以其实可以吃是一种享福。
But it's not a focus.
但是不是我们所应该集中。
You know, I'm sharing about eating food, but we're talking also about the material things in this world.
当我们
It's not only about eating, but also about consuming the things of this world.
所以不单单是讲吃的，也是关于到 利用这个世界上的东西。
Let's turn the book of Job.
那我们看这个约伯记。
Job chapter one.
约伯记第一章。
No, Job. No one is like him on the face of the earth.
约伯记记载，没有一个人像约伯这样。
But why did God say this to him?
为什么神这么如此跟他说呢
？Because I'm sure that every single one of us would be so joyful if God tell us no one is like.Any one of us on this earth.
因为当神如果说如果没有一个人像你这样，我们应该感觉到非常的开心。
But we should learn from Job.
但是我们必须从约伯身上学上这一点。
Job chapter one verse one.
约伯记第一章第一节。
Chapter one verse one.
第一章第一节。
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil.
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏上帝，敬畏神，远离恶事。
You can see how the Bible describes this man from Uz. His name is Job.
所以圣经是如此的形容约伯。
And it's four characteristics that God described him.
所以这里有四样四个特点。
First, he was blameless.
第一，这个人是完全的。
Second, he was upright.
第一，他是正直的。
Third, he feared God.
第三，他是敬畏神的。
Fourth, he shunned evil.
第四，他是远离。
So this means his relationship with God was so good.
所以这里谈到说，约伯和神的关系是那么的好。
You can see Isaac everywhere he go.
我们可以看到
Isaac. Yes, Isaac.
我们可以看到以撒。
He built an altar.
他做了他筑了一座坛。
Then he pitched a tent.
然后他就建了一个
Then he asked his servant to dig a well.
然后他叫他的工人，然后挖一口井。
Because building an altar is a relationship with God.
因为你筑一座坛是与神建立一个关系。
Then the second most important is our relationship with our family.
第二件事情就是和你的家人有一个很好的一个关系。
And the third is a career.
第三才是你的你的事业。
But sometimes we always put it the reverse.
但是我们很常就把这个次序颠倒。
It seems like a career is the first priority.
我们常常把事业放作第一。
We work at least 40 hours a week.
我们一个星期上班40个小时。
How many hours we worship God?
我们花了几个小时来敬拜神。
Of course, working is nothing wrong with it.
虽然我们说有一个就是事业不是一个错误的选择。
But then work we always put first in our lives.
但是我们如果常常把事业放在我们生命的第一位。
And then our family.
然后我们的家庭。
And then God.
然后我们的神。
But it should not be that, you know, it should not be like that.
但是这个次序不应该如此。
Look at Job.
我们看约伯。
He's blameless.
他是完全。
He's upright.
他是正直。
He feared God.
他是敬畏神。
And he shunned evil.
然后远离恶事。
So because of this, in verse 2, he had 7 sons and 3 daughters.
因此他生了七个儿子，三个女儿。
So because relationship with God is so good, so God bless, he had a lot of children.
因为他与神的关系是建立得很好，所以神祝福他有十个儿女。
This means he had wonderful family.
所以他有一个很好的家庭。
Because even his children, they would gather together, right, and have fun, and, you know, and fellowship together.
因为他的儿子他的七个儿子三个女儿他们会常常团聚在一起。
But look at in verse 3.
我们看第三节。
Also possession was 7,000 sheep.
他家产有七千羊。
3,000 camels.
三千骆驼。
500 yokes of oxen.
500对牛。
500 female donkeys.
500母鹿。
Of course, female donkey is very important, right? Female donkey is much better than a male donkey, right?
这母鹿当然是母驴当然是比那个公里好。
Just like when you go to Africa, right? You have a cow and a female cow. The female cow costs triple than a male cow.
就好比如果你到非洲去，一只母牛会比一只公牛的价钱高出三倍。
So when the Bible says 500 female donkey, this is very important.
所以这里说五百只母女，这是非常重要。
And a very large household.
而且有一个非常大的家庭。
So we can see that.Job, his whole life is complete by God.
所以我们这里可以说，约伯的他的生命是被神而 弄得很完
整。His relationship with God is good.
因为他与神的关系是非常好。
His family life is good.
他的家庭也是非常好。
His career life is good.
他的事业也非常好。
So God bless him with everything.
所以神祝福他。
But why was this the case?
为什么是这样呢？
But to God, what is the most important?
对神什么是最重要？
Look at verse 8.
我们看第八节。
Then the Lord said to Satan,
耶和华问撒旦说，
Have you considered my servant Job?
你有用心查看我的仆人耶伯吗？
There's none like him on the earth.
没有地上再有没有人像他。
Remember in verse 3, right? They said he's the greatest of all the people of the east, right? In verse 3.
第三节有谈到说，这人在东方人中就为至大。
But God said,There's no one like him on the earth, not on the, in the east, on the earth.
但是神说没有地上再没有人像他。
Why? Because he have many children?
是因为他有非常多的儿女吗?
Why? Because he have so many possessions?
是因为他有非常多的产业吗?
According to God, the reason he's the greatest of all the people on the earth, because he was blameless, upright, shun evil, and fear God.
这里说没有地上再没有人像他，完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
And chapter 2 verse 3 is exactly the same thing.
第二章第三节也是一样。
God said to Satan,
神与撒旦说，
Have you considered my servant Job?
你有查看我的仆人约伯吗？
There's none like him on earth.
在这世界上没有像他一样。
Blameless.
他是完全正直。
Upright.
正直。
Fear God.
敬畏神。
Shun evil.
远离而死。
So according to God, the reason that Job is the greatest of all the earth because of his relationship with him.
所以神说约伯再没有人在地上像他一样，是因为约伯是一个正直。
So for us as we live on this earth,
所以我们活在这世界上。
We know everything will perish one day.
我们知道世界上的东西总有一天会
被消失。It doesn't matter how much money we have.
无论我们是多富有。
It will be destroyed.
总有一天会过去。
It doesn't matter how what kind of house we live in.
无论我们住在任何的一种房屋。
It doesn't matter how famous we are.
不论我们是多么有名。
One day all these things will perish.
有一天这一切的东西都会过去。
Look at Job.
就好比约伯。
In one day.
在一天之内。
He lost everything.
他一生的产业都已经。
Including his children.
失去。他的儿女也是不例外。
And all his possession.
他的家产。
But what did he still have?
但是他拥有的还有什么?
His relationship with God.
他拥有与神的这种关系。
His integrity to be able to glorify the name of God.
他就是还能继续的来荣耀神。
So this is also the goal for us.
这是我们必须追求的一个目标。
Of course, we are so busy in this world.
我们在这世界上非常的忙碌。
Actually, maybe here in Texas, we are more laid back, but our brothers and sisters in San Jose, the Bay Area, wow, they are always so busy.
所以我们在德州，可能我们的生活步骤稍微比较慢，但是在加州的话，那边的弟兄姐妹他们活的的生活非常忙碌。
Even though they are doctors, lawyers, engineers, they both wife and husband need to work.
所以虽然他们是医生或者是律师，但是他们必须双亲都要上班。
So because of this, we are so consumed by the things of this world.
所以因此我们被这世界上的东西都缠累着。
Of course, don't get me wrong that we don't need to work. We need to work very hard.
所以我的意思不是说我们不需要做工，我们必须勤劳的工作。
Listen to John chapter 6.
我们看约翰福音书第六章。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音书第六章。
Verse 26.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
约翰福音书第六章二十六节。
Okay, let's go to verse 27.
二十七节。
Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endure to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永远的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所应证的。
So our Lord Jesus Christ tells us.
所以耶稣基督跟我们说，
Do not labor for the food which perishes.
不要为那必坏的食物而劳力。
But rather labor for the food which endures to everlasting life.
要为那存到永远的食物劳力。
Because this is so much more important.
因为这是非常重要。
Every single one of us we just like grass.
我们每个人就好比这些草。
One day we wither away.
我们有一天会被枯干。
And even we are so famous and in this world.Our fame is just like the flower of the grass.
即使我们是非常有名，但是这个名利就好像这些花朵一样。
One day is also fade away.
有一天它必 必会枯干而过而死去。
On my way here, when I saw John McCain, right?
所以我刚才有说，当我来的时候，我看到这个啊、参议员。
Actually, he was going to be the next president.、Right?
他本来是打会变成下一任的总统。
But of course, he wasn't.
但是他不是。
But now he take the airplane, right? Of course, even though he's in the first, even though he was first class. You know, he was in the first class, but you know, but nobody really care for him anymore, right?
所以他虽然是在啊、坐在和我搭同个飞机坐在头等舱，但是没有人啊、去跟他说几句话。
But if he was the president of the United States,
但是如果他是美国总统
，No way he can be in the public walking like that, right?
他不会在这个大众中间这样的行走。
And that was only last year.
这件事情只不过是在去
年。That's why our fame is go very quickly.
所以从这件事情我们可以看到名誉。
We should learn from Solomon.
名誉是很快的就会消失。
He had
everything. 我们必须从所罗门王去学习。
But he had nothing.
他拥有一切，但是他失去一切。
And this is very sad.
这是非常
沮丧的。So that's why for us we should continually to eat the bread of life.
所以对我们来说，我们必须常常。吃这个生命之道
so our eyes can be open,
所以这样可以让我们的眼睛发
亮 to know that he is the light of the world.
来了解神、耶稣基督就是世上的光
and if the light of the world, we should not walk in darkness.
所以当我们有这个世上的光我们必不会在黑夜当中来行走
but why do we sin against God?
为什么我们要犯罪得罪神
why sometimes we walk in darkness?
为什么我们有时会 行走在黑暗当中呢
because we do not allow Jesus to shine the light upon us.
因为我们不让耶稣基督的光照在我们身上。
We know this world is controlled by Satan.
因为我们知道这世界上是被撒旦控制的。
Last week I went to visit my niece at her college.
所以上个星期我去去探访我的侄儿。
And this college is one of the Ivy League's college.
所以他在就读是一个非常有名的一个大学。
When I walk on campus.
当我在这个大学行走的时候。
And that day just happened to be a nice day.
那一天也是天气非常好。
I can see a lot of guys, just like in their underwear outside, right? You know, tanning.
所以我可以看到有非常多的学生就穿着内裤就在那边。
And the girls, they do exactly the same thing.
晒太阳，然后女的也是如此。
When you look at everybody around on campus, it's like really like Sodom and Gomorrah.
当我在这个大学这个附近行走，我觉得这个地方就好比索多玛和
Now the biggest thing, this Gaga lady, right? I don't know if you guys are too old, maybe you don't know that, right? This new singer, right? She's they call her Gaga, right? Lady Gaga, something like that.
所以有一位有一个歌手他
Okay, she's
有一个歌手
she's very dirty and filthy. Okay,
所以她是非常污秽的。
So one of the students have a sign, or have a writing on her T-shirt, right?
所以有一个人穿着一件衣服，上面有写着几句话。
And she said, "I love Lady Gaga," right?
所以她说我喜欢这位女歌手。
And she's so proud wearing this kind of stuff.、Right?
然后她感觉到穿这一件衣服是多么的荣幸。
Of course, maybe she's a lesbian, right?
可能她是一个同性恋。
That's why she put something like that.
所以她就穿这样有这样口号的衣服。
But everybody doesn't. She just walk by. Everybody just feel like it doesn't matter, you know.
所以虽然他这样做，但是每个人看了也没有说什么。
So that's why for us to walk in darkness is very easy.
所以对于我们来说，要我们行走在黑暗当中是非常容易。
When I went to Vancouver,
当我去到温哥华
，and I went to one of the public bathrooms.
当我去到这个大众的这个厕所
，when I walked in, I was completely, you know, in shock.
当我进去的时候，我非常的我吃了一惊。
Because the walls are full of naked women.
因为这个墙壁是充满着很多裸体的女模。
And the whole every single wall there just naked women on there.
所以这个墙壁都有很多这个裸体的照片。
But little kids when they go and use the bathroom, they see all those things.
所以当小孩子进去这个厕所去用厕所的时候，他们都会看到这些裸体照。
This is really bad.
这是非常非常不好的。
But for us, we live in the light.
对于我们来说，我们是行走在光明当中。
So we should not walk in darkness.
我们不可以行走在黑暗当中。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8.
以弗所书第五章第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节。
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明之子的子女。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Yes, before we know our Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们还没有认识耶稣基督之前。
It's normal to walk in darkness.
我们行走在黑暗当中，那是正常的。
But now that we have our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是现在我们拥有了耶稣基督。
And we know that He is the light of the world.
我们知道耶稣基督是这个世界上的光。
So because of this, we should not walk in darkness.
因此我们不可以行走在黑暗当中。
But we should have the light of life inside of us.
我们必须要有这个生命的光在我们里面。
And then verse 11.
第十一节。
And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness.
那暗昧的、无义的事，不要与人同行。
So that's why anyone who do evil things.
所犯罪的人。
We should not have any kind of fellowship with them.
我们不要与他们同行。
But what should we do?
我们该做什么呢？
We should be able to expose them.
我们必须要。
Verse 11, expose them.
第十一节，我们必须要责备这些行这事的人。
You can see, but as Christian nowadays, we compromise so much the things of this world.
所以，如今我们对很多事情都妥协了。
Sometimes when the people ask us, is homosexuality a right thing or wrong thing?
有些人可能问我们，例如同性恋是件好事还是坏事？
Sometimes we're so afraid to say that it's wrong.
我们通常很惧怕的回答说这是错的。
Why? Because when we say it's wrong, then maybe nobody want to be friends with us anymore.
因为当我们说同性恋是不好的，就有人不要与我们沟通。
But if someone asks us this kind of question,
但是有人如果问我们这一些问题的话
，just like when they ask us, is abortion wrong?
就好比他们问我们堕胎是好的吗
？We should have the common to say yes, those things are wrong.
我们必须跟他们说这一些事是错的。
Not because we say it.
不是我们所说的。
Because it's the teaching of the Bible.
因为这是圣经所教导的。
So that's why in verse 12.
所以在十二节说。
For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret.
因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。
But and then verse 13.
十三节。
But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light.
凡事受了责备，就被光显明出来。
So we know that Even the darkness is so dark, as long as there is light, that darkness will be exposed.
所以我们所知道，这些行为在黑暗中行的，但是有了光，他们被会显明出来。
But if we are not, if we, you know, don't shine ourselves as the light.
如果我们当中，因为如果我们没有光在我们里面
，then it's very easy for us to be consumed by darkness.
我们很容易的就会被这个，我们就很容易的就会被这个。黑暗妥协。
But if this darkness consumes us, then Jesus said, "How great is this darkness?"
所以，如果我们被这个黑暗而胜过的话，耶稣基督会说，这个黑暗是多么的强烈。
You know, lately I've been my old friends asked me, you know, to put them as friends on my Facebook.
所以我以前的朋友就叫我把他们加入他们的 Facebook.
Of course, all these friends I know them before I came to know Jesus.
所以这些朋友是我还没有信耶稣基督所认识的。
So when I see what kind of picture and stuff they have on their Facebook, then I realize I cannot put them as friends on my Facebook.
所以当我看到他们所放的这些照片，我才了解说我不可以把它加在我的 Facebook 里面。
And for them, when I deny them as friends, they probably have no idea why.
所以我拒绝在 Facebook 当为他们的朋友，他们也不了解为什么我如此。
Because the old Woody for sure, those kind of stuff is nothing.
对旧的 Woody 来说，这一些旧事是可以接受的。
But now that I'm in Christ,
但是我现在在耶稣基督里面。
Those things are full of darkness.
这些旧事是在黑暗当中的。
So that's why for us we must separate ourselves.
所以我们必须与众人隔绝。
What's right is right.
什么是对的是对。
What's wrong is wrong.
什么是错的我们要分明。
We must be able to separate ourselves.
我们必须以善与恶分割出来。
If we're not willing to do this,
如果我们不愿意如此行
的话 then it's easy for darkness to consume us.
所以我们很容易就会被这黑暗胜过。
Because everywhere we go,
因为我们无论到哪里去。
That's why last week when I went to visit my niece, I feel so bad for her.
就好比我上个星期去探望我的子女，我 的子女，所以我感觉到啊、我为他而感觉到担忧。
Of course, she's in college. She wants to have friends.
所以她因为在这个大学当中，她想要有朋友。
And before she came to get baptized in our church,
但她还没有到我们教会洗礼之前
，she was quite popular.
她其实是非常啊、就是啊、
she can make friends very quickly.
她有啊、有很有人缘。
But now she's in college.
但是她现在上了大学。
I spent like a whole day with her.
我花了一天的时间。
She has no friend.
她完全没有朋友。
And I feel so bad for her, right?
所以我感觉，我为她而感觉到担忧。
And then she shared with me.
但是她与我分享。
Of course, she wants to make friends with everybody there.
她想与学校的啊、学校啊、结交朋友。
Sometimes she go to lunch with some of them.
她有时到在学校与他们吃中餐。
But during that lunch, maybe half an hour, 40 minutes, all they do is swearing this and that.
在这40分钟里面的交谈当中，他们其实都是在骂粗话。
And for the girls, they always talk about boys.
他那些女的常常就在谈论男生。
So she just feel very uncomfortable.
所以她感觉到非常啊、不适应。
And sometimes she go to the gym and work out.
有时她到这个健身室去啊、健身。
She go to the gym and you know, the time that nobody's there.
他通常去见识室是当没有人在见识室的时候。
Because she said everybody walking around half naked in the gym.
因为他说在健身室每个人都啊啊赤身露体的走来走去。
Because of this, she have no friends.
所以因此他在学校当中没有朋友。
The minute she have friends, this is the minute she built to defy herself.
因为当他结交朋友的时候，就是他否认自己的时候。
Just like for me.
就好比我也是一
样。None of my old friends, I can be friends with them anymore.
我的旧的朋友，我没有一个可以跟他们在啊、在交朋友了。
Because now that I'm in Christ,
因为我现在在耶稣基督里面。
It's hard for me to be friends with them.
要我与他们在结交朋友的话，是非常困难的一件事。
And it's hard for them to be friends with me.
他们要与我结交朋友也是非常难的一件事。
Because my ways and their ways are not, you know, are different now than before.
因为我所走的路与他们走的路是非常不一样的。
That's in the book of Matthew.
我们看马太福音书。
In the book of Matthew.
马太福音书。
Chapter 5, verse 14.
马太福音书第五章第十四节。
Matthew 5:14.
马太福音书第五章第十四节。
So you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden.
你们是世上的光，晨照在山上是不能隐藏的。
So we must accept this.
所以我们必须啊、接受这一点。
Jesus said we are the light of the world.
耶稣基督说我们是世界上的光。
A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden.
城造在山上的是不能隐藏。
So we must shine this light to the people.
所以我们必须把这个光照射在众人。
Of course, many people do not like the light to shine on them.
当然很多人不希望这个光照在他们身上。
Especially when they live in darkness for so many years.
更何况他们是在黑暗当中活了那么多年。
You know, my other niece, she's only 15.
我另外一个子女，她只有15岁。
And she's also living in Boston.
她也是住在波士顿。
If God's willing, she be, you know, she's going to be baptized in 2 weeks.
如果神愿意的话，她可以她会在2个星期后洗礼。
But this time I went there, she shared me that, you know, she said, Uncle Vudi, I never liked you.
他这一次我去的时候，他跟我说 ：“Uncle Woody， 我其实对你没有好感。
”And I ask her why.
我问他为何？为什么
？Because he's like he always tell me the truth.
他说你常常跟对我说的都是真理。
He said usually when I wear something that people don't like, they just say, "Oh, you look okay, right?" But you say you don't like it. I tell her, you know, very straightforward that she looked like a prostitute when she wear this kind of stuff.
所以，当他穿的不好的衣服，别人会说没关系，但是，你却对我说，这是你穿起来就好像一个妓女。
So because of this, for over a year, she didn't like me too much.
因为我说了这一句话，她超过一年不喜欢我。
Because for her, she think it looks so cool, right? So awesome. All the boys look at her and stuff, and she wears such a thing.
因为她觉得，当她穿这些比较暴露的衣服，那些男生都在看着她，她感觉到非常有自信。
But I tell her very clearly.
但是我很坦白地跟她说。
This kind of dressing, you're not going to be able to, you know, to entice anyone except for those who just want to, you know, want to have physical relationship with you.
所以我跟她说，你这样的穿着不会找到一个对你好的人，反而找到一些 只要与你有发生性关系的一些男生。
But thank God after she received the Holy Spirit.
所以感谢主，当她领受到圣灵后。
And slowly she began to transform herself.
她慢慢的可以改变自己。
And even I was there, she, you know, she sold all her old clothes on Craigslist.
所以当我在那边的时候，她把她的旧衣服都卖了。
And she's, you know, going out and trying to buy church clothes. She called. She wanted to buy church clothes.
所以她现在跟我说，她要买到上教会的衣服。
And I really praise and thank God.
所以我真正的感谢，感谢神。
Because sometimes we're afraid to say this kind of stuff to people.
因为有些我们常常不愿意说一些严厉的话。
But not knowing that when we are being truthful to them, that maybe God will move their heart.
我们其实要知道说，当我们说这些严厉而且又真实的话，神会感动他们。
Of course, she's my niece. I love her very much.
因为她是我的侄女，所以我非常爱她。
But when she dressed like that, then I have to tell her that dressing is wrong.
当她穿着是那么暴露的话，我会跟她会很严厉的跟她说，她穿着是不好的。
And thank God now she realizes it.
所以感谢神，因为她现在已经醒悟过来。
Then verse 15. Chapter 5, verse 15.
我们再看第五章十五节。
Nor they light a lamp and put it under the basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house.
人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上。就照亮一家人。
So the reason Jesus said, "I am the light of the world."
所以耶稣基督说，我是世界上的光。
So we can follow him as an example.
所以他可以做我们的榜样。
So we also can be the light of the world.
所以我们可以成为这世界上的光。
So he said, "Here, a city is set; it cannot be hidden."
就好比城照在山上是不能隐藏的。
So this light is for everybody.
这个光是照耀给众人。
But then in verse 15,
第十五节
，and this light.It's a lampstand that's sitting in the house to give light to all those in the house.
人点了灯是放在灯台上照亮一家的人。
So in other words,
所以换句话说
，Actually, we need to shine light everywhere we go.
所以我们到无论到哪里去，必须发出光。
Even inside the church,
甚至在教会里面。
Of course, sometimes we, you know, when we're inside the church, it's for us, it's good to be good to everybody.
所以在教会，我们虽然要对每每个弟兄姐妹都好。
To be a, you know, to be a, you know, to act like Christian, like to everybody.
所以我们对周围的弟兄姐妹要对他们好像基督徒一样。
So maybe sometimes it's easy to give light to the people in the house.
所以有时在家里照亮一家人会比较容易。
But when we go outside,
当我们到外面去
，and sometimes it's more difficult.
我们感觉到这个是比较难做的一件事。
I remember one sister.
我记得有位姐妹
，and she have two, three people working for her.
她有两三位她有两三个人为她工作。
And she invite these three, two, three workers to I think she invite only two workers in time to go to have lunch with us.
所以她邀请了两个工人与她去吃个中饭。
But why were eating lunch?
当我们在吃中饭的时候
，this sister, it seems like she forget that she's a Christian.
他忘记了他本身是一个基督徒。
And she was so rude to the waitress.
所以他对这个招待员非常的无礼。
Even the co-workers could not believe it.
甚至这些工人他们也不
能想象。And that night, the co-workers would come to the evangelical service with us.
其实当晚这些工人可能会到我们教会有这个布道会。
But after she have seen what the sister, you know, how she acted to the waitress.
当他们看到这位姐妹他那么无理的对待这个服务员
，Then they changed their mind.
他们就改变主意。
They did not come to our church.
他们就没有来我们教会。
And this is very sad.
这是非常沮丧。
So that's why for us.
所以对我们来说
，We must be a Christian 24/7.
我们作为一个基督徒，应该是应该是
And outside we build to shine the light.
我们在外面，我们必须这个发出这个亮光。
And inside we also should shine the light.
在里面，我们也必须发亮。
Just like and then in verse 16, right?
在十六节。
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
This is the purpose.
这就是这就是为什么我们要这样
做。The reason we want to shine.Our lights outside the church, inside the church, is to glorify the name of God.
我们要把我们光照在外面，也照在教会里面的理由，就是我们要荣耀神的名。
So may God guide us.
愿神指引我们。
And always give us the strength to eat the word of God.
来给我们有这个能力来 吃神的话。
So our eyes can be open.
让我们的眼睛可以发亮。
So we can know that Jesus is the light of this world.
然后我们可以看到耶稣基督是我们世界上的光。
And we want to be like him.
我们要跟随耶稣。
To shine the light in this world.
然后以耶稣作为榜样来。
Even though this world is full of darkness.
来作为这个光，虽然这世界上是充满黑暗。
We must prevail over this world.
我们一定要胜过这个世界。
Let's bow and pray, Simon.
我们默祷。